Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. And welcome back, and we have the amazing Lowell Ponte. Lowell, I want you to head your article today and talk about, you know, you always have something we call very prescient and timely. Today's topic is going to be, as always, something really funny and interesting and sometimes a little scary. Your latest article, you usually get a day or two ahead of time. And the latest one, of course, you have here is Democratic Dembates. I like that, Dembates. Searching for the magic leftist incantation. I mean, it's almost like a group of witches getting together to see if they can get the right incantation to either change the weather, stop a tornado from hitting them, or increasing the crop, or making sure that the gods are happy. But that's what's, in a sense, going on here. The Democrats are going to have a big debate. I think, is it Miami? I'm trying to think where it is. I think it's Miami.
It'll be from Miami tonight and tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8, 9 p.m. Eastern. And it will be an amazing little exercise. Among other things, we're going to have some very strange moderators on this debate. It's going to be carried on MSNBC, NBC, and is it Univision, one of those Spanish networks. But in any event, one of the journalists who is overseeing it, in addition to Chuck Todd, is Rachel Maddow. Now, what are they always condemning Fox for? Oh, you're putting opinion people on and calling them journalists. Is anyone more opinionated to the hard left than Rachel Maddow?
I don't think it's possible on the planet to find money more. She's almost like a Democratic, demigod for the left.
I guess they're trying desperately to save her ratings, which have been sinking through the floor. And so that'll be just one of the many entertaining things. Of course, the big hope for entertainment with these two Democrat debates, each of which will feature 10 different Democrats, three of them will be females in each case. They've got a lot of really obscure people in them, and they only have one real star on the first night, on Wednesday night, and that is Elizabeth Warren. She is one of the four who can arguably be in the double digits in some polls. How does it break down in the latest poll? This was a change poll from the Crooked Media Company. Their analysis of how people rate in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina combined. Joe Biden leads with 29%, Bernie Sanders second at 20%, Elizabeth Warren third at 19%, and Pete Buttigieg at 14%. Everybody else is in low single digits, most of them almost non-existent. So what that means is we're going to have very interesting contests. The average Democrat will only have, they estimate, 5 to 6 minutes total out of a two-hour debate to say something that will make him or her memorable and beloved both by the moderates who want to give money and by the fanatic leftists who want to give support, but only if the person is a radical. And so what would you say if you only have like one one-liner to bring it, to catch forever the mind, the conscience of the entire nation? You can't just bash Trump because that's been done to the point that it's all boring unless you have something new to say. Tonight, we can pretty well assume that the group that's there is going to go after Elizabeth Warren because she is the one person on stage who could actually be the nominee. She is up in the top tier. And so she will be the target for those who are lower. I mean, they have to shoot at the leader the same way that tomorrow night they'll have to shoot at Joe Biden.
Right.
Because if they don't bring Biden down soon, he'll just win by default.
Right.
All he has to do is sit around, keep his mouth shut, and wait for the others to somehow fumble. It's kind of like watching Tiger Woods in the old days at a golf contest. You know, he'd get a 3-4-5 shot lead, and then he would just wait for the other golfers to go to pieces nervously trying to catch up with him. Because they take bigger and bigger risks. And, of course, when you do that, it's very easy to trip up.
Exactly.
For example, Pete Buttigieg right now finds himself as the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, caught in a hopeless shootout between the police on one hand and the African-American community on the other, because a police officer shot an African-American and killed him the other day.
Right.
It was a white officer who shot, and he did not turn on his camera worn on his uniform.
The body cam.
We don't have video of it. So Buttigieg is in the unfortunate position of having to trash the police. Because he has to have the black constituency. He has to pander to that side. And the police, needless to say, are not terribly thrilled about this, because it shows that he's a weakling, a coward, forced to do whatever is demanded of him by the radical leftists. He was even marching 24 hours ago with black-masked members of Antifa.
He was
marching with Marxist radicals, violent Marxist radicals, rather than side with the police.
Wow.
That's always fun.
Yeah, that's... I think that Buttigieg is a novice and doesn't understand things. He's very arrogant, too. He's six months of driving...
He's 37 years old. To be president, you have to be 35.
Well, it's not just that. It's some of the statements he's made. For example, he tries to do religious headbutting with Vice President Biden, who's very religious.
You mean Vice President Pence.
And
they all look alike.
Yeah, anyway, and Pence basically is, you got to understand who the man is. Pence is, at least externally, a very religious, very conservative, and also not a person that counterpunches. He's not like Trump. If you kind of say something nasty, he'll punch back. He was very forgiving of Buttigieg. Pence was. And so it blew up in Buttigieg's face, the idea of attacking someone on the basis of religious grounds. Then,
well, this is what the radicals from the 1960s used to call fighting with a marshmallow. You know, you punch him and he just absorbs your hand.
Right.
And therefore, he always comes off as nicer, more respectful, more gentle than you do. And that's not a contest most people can easily win.
See, here's what I think is going to happen. And most people don't want to see this formula yet, but the reason why Biden is so popular is because he has been trying to walk the balance, as you said in their first open, between offending people that are uber-left and offending the supporters that are basically centrist Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And the combination is the guy that's least offensive. That's why these debates are going to be interesting, because they're going to try to put Biden in a box. For example, I don't know if this is true, but I heard this latest thing that he didn't have a 180 or a 360, he had a 540. That Biden came back after he supported getting rid of the Hyde Amendment and said he was pro-life. Did you hear that too?
He would always say, I personally, in my personal life and in my personal religious belief, I'm pro-life.
Right, but I think he actually made
it.
Yeah, I heard him make that statement. I don't know if he's trying to counteract his... But, you know, you can't...
It's exactly the rhetoric that Nancy Pelosi uses.
Right, which I find...
She, too, is a Catholic. She just believes in killing babies.
Wow.
Or at least funding the killing of babies.
No, I'm going to do something that most conservatives don't want to do, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to categorize three different religious groups in terms of how pro-life they are, not everything else about them, or whatever else or weird ideas they believe in. The most pro-life group in America are Muslims. If you do an abortion in a Muslim country, your hands and head are cut off before Friday morning prayers. They catch you. Number two, Catholics. Catholics, by and large, are far more pro-life than other so-called Christians. I found this out the hard way around 20 years ago, 25 years ago. I started traveling around the United States and Canada doing pro-life talks. And the Catholics were, by and large, 75%, were really cooperative. The rest were just, we're not here. The priest is not here today. You can't do it. The hall's not open. They have some excuse once in a while. But a large number of the so-called regular Christians, I call the evil jellyfish and other types of Christians, they'd slam the phone down my ear because they're worried I was going to offend their people and they were going to lose ties. So if we have 78% of the population in America that call themselves Christian by denomination or whatever, and they go regularly to church, we shouldn't have Roe versus Wade, and we should have states' rights at the very least. where a state doesn't have the rights trying to be preempted by the federal government to say, yeah, you got to still have an abortion mill, and it's going to be paid for with federal taxes with pro-life people. Now, the thing that's bizarre about Biden, there's estimated there's around 20 million pro-life Democrats. I don't know how he's going to walk this thing through and say, I'm pro-life personally, but I support the getting rid of the Hyde Amendment to use federal taxes, including your pro-life nuns and Catholics and others, which he's a Catholic, to kill babies. Now, you got to understand...
That's a point I made several weeks ago.
Right.
In Biden's point of view, you have to at least say, well, if you don't believe in killing people, you should have a right to claim conscientious objector status rather than be forced into a war killing people by the draft. You give people that option.
Right.
Likewise, you should be able to say to doctors and others, you cannot be forced to perform an abortion. But,
right,
of course, that's the opposite of what the radical left now believes.
The thing is, the radical left is actually a religion because they act like a religion now. If you disagree with them, you can't have a dialogue. Because me, for example, they'll say, unless you take our solution to health care, you're a totalitarian control freak. Now, I have a plan for health care, and I'm going to go over it very briefly and hear your analysis.
They call it health to kill a baby. I find that interesting. In violation of the Hippocratic Oath, I would think.
Well, it's not just that. If you look at the Obamacare, the ACA or the Affordable Care Act, and the thing that I find amazing is even when we got Bernie Sanders clause, I've changed it, by the way, every time and when I thought up that idea, I went on the internet to look for pictures, and I couldn't believe it. A lot of other people thought the same thing. They put a Santa hat on him because he's going to give all kinds of free stuff. Mm-hmm. He's Bernie Sanders clause. And you see him with that big smile.
In fact, I have labeled in various talk shows the debates coming up this week as a free-for-all. Meaning,
right,
they're literally giving away infinite free stuff.
Well, they have a different kind of economy. They believe in that money does grow on trees. In fact, you hear it from ALC, and she did an economics degree. But I don't know where the hell she graduated.
Yeah, it's called Modern Monetary Theory. She did it at Boston University. AOC did.
Now, your colleague, by the way, Craig Smith, I'm sure he would criticize this and give an analysis, and it's in your books. Which, by the way, I want to give the number.
We did a very long chapter a few books back on modern monetary theory. And, of course, it has many problems with it, not least of which is that real economists, both right and left, refer to it as the magic money tree theory.
Right.
That is, you just go and pick the dollar bills off the tree, and you can do that forever. It's like there's just an infinite crop of paper dollars that you can pick.
Well, I'm going to think of an alternative theory, but I'm sure Craig and you both agree with. Number one, if you actually look, and I remember this as a kid, I call it the dime store candy theory. I was born in 1952. You're a couple years older. And I remember going to Creelman's grocery store in outside Toronto, Nova Scotia. And I was told as a kid, and I, by the way, had a little brace in my left leg because they said, you'll never walk, so I ran everywhere like Forrest Gump. Until I eventually sheared the screw off at 3.5. He's running. Look, run, Forrest, run. Run, Billy, run. And I remember getting, if I would go over to the store, and I was a little kid, I mean, 4 years old, and at that age, nobody had any misgivings. My mother wanted a pack of cigarettes or the maid. They'd send me over with some money, and I'd give it to the guy at the Creelman's, and they'd give me the pack of cigarettes. And they'd give me a couch. Being a good boy, I'd get 2 pennies or five pennies, a nickel. And I could get a bag of penny candy for 2 cents. Now, if you actually look at how they've diluted the dollar in the last centuries, it's mind-boggling, isn't it? I think the average dollar now...
The dollar today is worth about 2 pennies of purchasing power that the 1913 dollar was worth.
Exactly. So what they've done is it's a form of indirect tax of the wealth that could be accumulated across generations. It's not like just the death tax. It's the death tax on steroids to have the money tree, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And that, of course, is using inflation as a tax.
Exactly. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Say hi to Barry for me.
And welcome back. So, Lowell, I didn't know that you do a show with Barry Farber. I had him on last year. The guy's a genius. He's 92. We talked about the Bracero 2 program, which, by the way, we had back 60, 70 years ago, which to me is so logical and humane. We would bring people up from Mexico and Central America. We'd bust them up with, you know, without having to worry about cartels and drug people. We'd give them, keep half their wages, have them properly housed and fed. And if their kids came with them, they'd get schooling. And then we would bust them back at the end of their tour of duty, picking fruit or whatever they're doing. And they get the other half of their wages when they get back to their home country, and they loved it. I don't understand why we have such a big problem. Firstly, we could attack
them. When I was a little kid, I used to ride around on the orange-picking carts of the Braceros and chat with them and so on.
Yeah, why do we create this problem that they say is unsolvable when 60, 70 years ago we had... So Barry, by the way, you're on a show this week. You're also on another show over at CRN. You've been doing shows with Barry for 40 years. Barry's 92. This guy is really smart. He's very... how can I say it? A really decent human being with a straightforward approach toward things.
Oh, he is. Very, very honest, very lovable.
Yeah. He's
very
really,
considerate. I mean, I just adore Barry. He's one of the nicest people in the world.
Yeah, I know. He's really cool. Say hi when you get there. You're still doing another show on Sierra. And what's that one now, the other show?
That's Chuck Wilder. He used to be George Putnam's producer. I used to appear on George Putnam's show all the time, too.
Yeah, you did a lot of...
George died.
Yeah, you did a lot of shows. One of the most important things we're trying to...
Most people don't know that George Putnam was a Jack Mormon, which is interesting. Which is to say, he was a Mormon who drank. And yet, I remember sitting, Howard Ruff and the Tax Crusader behind Prop 13, and George and I would dine at the original Brown Derby. Restaurant and hang out. I remember once.
You're talking about the Brown Derby in Queens?
No, I'm talking about the Brown Derby in L.A. I'm a Los Angeles boy.
Yeah.
Or when I say I'm a Los Angeles boy, almost nobody is born in Los Angeles except my wife. Los Angeles is 70 suburbs in search of a city. I was born and raised in one of the outer suburbs.
Oh, wow.
If you were watching Los Angeles television, you were an Angelino.
Wow.
That's just how you thought. So, no, I've had vast experience in Los Angeles.
Yeah, by the way, when you hear the name Brown Derby, my grandmother's sister actually owned the Brown Derby restaurant over a century ago in Queens, New York. Her husband was actually a Niaka from Queens. That's my grandmother's a sister. And my grandmother's brother, by the way, was the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada for a long time under Prime Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau, Alan McCucken. That was my grandmother's brother. Interesting.
Oh, enchanting. And I noticed just last Sunday, CBS on their Sunday morning show had on Gary Trudeau, the cartoonist, who is, of course, longtime husband of Jane Pauley, who was hosting the show. And Gary Trudeau is something like a cousin. He's a distant but real relative of the Trudeaus of Canada.
Ah. Isn't that interesting?
So
we're all distant cousins of somebody.
6 degrees or less of separation for all of us.
Yeah, we're not that far apart. I mean, it's amazing. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, I want to get out my popcorn. It's going to be on MSNBC, this debate, but... how are they going to get the correct incantation? Because here's the situation. Biden will not blow it if he doesn't offend the left and doesn't offend the supporters that want to support with money. And everybody else is trying to give away free stuff, figuring if I give away more free stuff, and I think Elizabeth Warren being a little more energetic than Joe Biden is now even catching up and trying to pass Bernie Sanders clause.
Yeah, for most of these people, I would say to the audience what we all said about Hillary, and that is, do you really want to hear her nagging, whining voice every day for the next 4 years or 8 years? And most people, just at the thought of that, will feel their teeth go on edge as if they were eating lemon, and they will they'll immediately be alienated. That's how I feel about Elizabeth Warren. It's enough just to say you'd have to listen to her for 8 years.
You know what?
To make people not vote for her.
I realize you have another career option, even though you're a senior like me. Your other career option is you could do stand-up comedy a couple hours every couple months in L.A., And you'd have people eating their munchies and getting drunk, laughing their head off at just you telling reality like this about Elizabeth Warren. I mean, you got, these are pretty good one-liners.
Oh, by the way, George Putnam, I started to mention, one day, just for fun, I thought, you know the old Latin saying, in vino veritas, that
right.
is, the real person is the person drunk. And so I just decided, what would happen if I could get George Putnam drunk? And so he and I just began matching drink for drink.
Uh-oh.
And after 5 hours of continuous drinking like that, he was still exactly the same as you saw him on television.
Wow.
Exactly. He did not change one iota.
No. Now, Putnam, what nationality is that? Because
I guess it's English. I don't know.
Yeah.
British.
Well, you know, I heard an interesting joke, and you'll probably agree with this, that God allowed the Scots to create single malt liquor and the Russians to create vodka, invent them, so that they wouldn't rule the world. And so some people have got a really high tolerance to alcohol, and it doesn't really change their personality. Some people can become nasty drunks. Some people become just stupid and impaired. But some people, it doesn't change a damn thing. They drink it like water, and it's metabolized by alcohol dehydrogenase in their gut wall, and it doesn't do a damn thing. It maybe makes them a little calmer. We have better supplements, by the way. Our Calm Mind Brain Mag will calm you better than alcohol or marijuana. But some people, alcohol doesn't do a thing to them, does it?
Apparently not, no.
So what do you think is going to happen here? Because we've got some of these people that are going to be running here. They're saying some things. Some of them even make some sense. Like there's one, what's his name, Andrew Yang. And he made a couple of statements that I saw on Fox. I thought, some of the things that he said actually make some sense. For example, he wants to pay everybody universal basic income. I have a little different idea. I think we should have, just like we have transparency in medical costs, we should have a transparency in cost of living, you know, cost of food. For example, here in California, even though a lot of food comes from California, the same food from the same trees costs more than they do in Arizona next door, where they have to be trucked over there. I don't understand that. Or the cost of gasoline or housing. Now, why do we have 6,000 people homeless in San Diego County? It's because the cost of housing and even getting regulations to build housing is ridiculous. And now even cities are getting to the point like Los Angeles where they're saying they're going to start forcing people into drug rehab or instead of giving them needles or letting them have a tent near the city hall. Or they're going to actually take people that are mentally ill and put them in a place where they actually have a home for the mentally ill. I mean, it's almost like hearing this female actress that wants to ban, you know, Georgia. And by the way, I heard right on the top of Drudge, you'll see a picture there. And it shows, it's kind of funny. It shows how Clint Eastwood is going to defy Hollywood's boycott of Georgia. And some of these people are going so far left, they're actually becoming right. She's actually saying this one, what's her name, that tried to convince Biden to get rid of the Hyde Amendment. She's actually proposing that you become like a nun. Don't have sex. We're going to ban sex because these men are not agreeing to abortion. And I'm thinking, why don't we just get her a habit? And she can wear it whenever she gets in public, instead of doing movies about stripping and having sex.
Oh, sure. And if she's going to stop having sex, in effect staging a one-person sex strike against maledom in the world, or femaledom for that matter,
right?
That, to my view, is a very good thing, because it means there'll be a lot less sexually transmitted disease going around.
Yeah, and people should start realizing sex is primarily for reproduction.
Especially from these Hollywood actress types.
Right, because I Hollywood, by the way, you know the origin of the word Hollywood, right? The holly plant. And if you actually break off a branch of the holly plant and you take the berries and grind them, they become like a red thing like blood. So the holly branch is called a pindar. Do you know what the pindar is? It means a symbol of a penis. And the pindar is actually the magic wand of wizards. So that's why the holly plant is often used and a branch of it as a pindar or a magic wand of a wizard. And the holly berries are used as a proxy for blood sacrifice for blood sacrifice to their astral gods or devils or whatever they're doing.
But was the word holly at the root of that originally from holy, the way it is in holiday, meaning holy day?
Yeah, well, I think that there's a druidic and an ancient mystic kind of origin of that, because the parallel religions of the Jebusites, Hivites, and all the other ancient pagan tribes of the Middle East, they did a lot of these ceremonies back then, and they used almost all the same things. You know, for example, we just finished here not long ago the days of Baal and Moloch, which is the same as the giant owl up in Bohemian Grove, Northern California. The giant owl.
That's right. We had the solstice, didn't we?
Right.
My wife and I happened to be in England and went to Stonehenge on what turned out to be the last day when at Midsummer's Day you could go up and still touch the stones and so on. They hadn't fenced it off yet. So there we were with the Latter-day Druids, and it was lots of fun. Oh, by the way, before I forget, Yang, the entrepreneur, what's his name, Yang, Andrew Yang, 44, very interesting guy, author of the book The War on Normal People, the only Asian American in the race, unless you count Kamala Harris, Tamil mother. But he does, as you said, favor a universal basic income. And while you might be tempted to say, oh, we don't want that, you have to understand a lot of libertarians support that. And the reason we do, is that something like 88 cents out of every tax dollar spent on the poor never gets to the poor. They only get like 12 cents out of the dollar. The rest goes to the bureaucracy, to the well-paid social workers, to the $100,000 a year political appointees.
You're a libertarian. Let me give you my take on that. Because when I heard Andrew Yang, his thesis.
Okay, but the point is it actually could be cheaper just to give the poor money directly.
Well, this is where I agree with...
And cut off that whole giant government welfare bureaucracy.
Exactly. In other words, it's libertarian. And I'm sort of a libertarian, too. Let me explain what I would do, which is a little deviation on Yang. For example, let's say that you do a study in San Diego County and you're in Vista, where I live, and the cost of living or cost of food is such and such, and the wage you can pay a worker is, say, $8 or $9 an hour at a local business. Now, people like Bernie Sanderclaus and Warren and so on just want to increase the basic wage. Now, that'll drive small businesses and restaurants where they have to fire people or cut staff, right? Mm-hmm. I got a simpler idea. Let's say you're in a wheelchair and you can only work 2 hours a day on a computer in your apartment, but you can't work 8 hours a day. Everybody should have a job of some kind, even if it's a cyber job. And you top up their wage to a specific minimum wage so they can afford housing and food, basic stuff. And you get rid of a lot of the social service and the social safety net bureaucracy, which is consuming most of the money, so only 12 cents goes to the poor. And that way, they have the money to buy food and live in an apartment and have a clean home and not be out in the streets or die of hypothermia. And so my idea is the same thing with healthcare. I want a VAT, or value-added tax. And all you do is you rent a room, let's say, in the local hospitals for the people who don't have insurance. Everybody in the country should have catastrophic. So I don't care. If you end up in the hospital right now, and in 1987 I went to work in Augusta, Georgia, and the nurses told me there, because they're nice nurses, man, these nurses are cool, black and white, whatever. And they told me that a few months before I started, if someone arrived, let's say, and they had no insurance and they had a gunshot wound, they would actually strap them to a gurney and let them bleed outside the doors so they wouldn't be responsible. It's only when they pass these federal laws that no matter even if you're illegal or arrived from Egypt or wherever the hell you came from, you had to be taken care of by the hospital. But the hospital has to absorb that cost and pass the cost on to everybody that does have insurance, including Medicare, Medicaid, whatever.
Which is why you pay $10 or $15 for a single aspirin if you're an
patient. So it's like these Democrats don't get it. Somebody's going to pay. Now, you want to control costs, which is why Trump is passing a transparency law. So, for example, if you get an MRI or a surgical procedure, there can be a 300% difference in the price 10 miles from one hospital or another or doctor. So transparency is going to help a lot. Same way as you can fire people in the VA now that would ordinarily stay. So my idea is have it set up so you have commissions across every city and town. Figure out what has to be done to top up the minimum wage and the cost of living so people have a living wage and get rid of a lot of the social services and so on so that people have enough money to live. They should have a job, but just top it up. Doesn't that make sense?
It could.
And it's a lot cheaper too, isn't it?
If it's well administered, sure.
Yeah. CBD or cannabidiol. This makes sense, doesn't it? So it's a more humane way. You say, okay, you're earning $9 an hour. We're going to send you a $6 an hour check for your 40 hours. And you be responsible to make sure you buy food and groceries and take care of your kids and whatever you're doing.
550 milligrams for 15-mil bottle, or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen photon therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Welcome back. So there's a couple of neat kind of statements in here.
The bait will give a brief shot at the moment of fame of self-help author and lecturer Marianne Williamson, another slavery reparations supporter. Now, you know, there's some rational black people, like I think one of the black major football players and others, that hadn't realized that it's the socialist network that actually put down blacks. 70 years ago, blacks were probably more conservative than whites. Men were in the home. Social services has basically made sure that men...
Up through 1930, blacks were actually the single strongest constituency group of the Republican Party.
Right.
Because it was, of course, the party of the great emancipator Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
And then offered enough money by FDR, they turned around.
Right. And so the thing is, though, here's a little story. I want to hear your call on this. I know this is a fact because I have black friends. I know my children have got every nationality in them, including black, in their genetics. Okay, I know that from 23andMe, all right?
Sure.
And I'm going to tell you that I have some really close black friends who are like my brothers, okay? And I tell you straight up, so they're really upset about the fact that you can have black girls, they're told, and they're not as pro-abortion as people think, although they put all these abortuaries, especially in black communities. So if you're a black baby in New York, you're five times more likely to be aborted. But what happens is, if you have a really aggressive, super male, and they have multiple girlfriends, and they have 20 babies, and then they end up in jail, they're getting checks from the mamas, getting a social service check, and they're sending a little portion of that check to their real daddy of that kid, who's getting checks from 20 mamas. That's the fact. That's the culture now. And the social services say, well, cut off your check if there's a man in those, even if it's common law. So you got often a mama with two or three or four kids getting checks from social services.
And you know what the bureaucrats call this.
What?
They have actual terminology for it. They call the whole process GARS, G-A-R-S,
which
is government assuming the role of spouse.
Right.
In other words, Uncle Sam will be the father to your child, will be the provider for your half family. Your baby will be a government child.
Well, the GARS babies are also the little babies when they become teenagers, and these black boys become tall and athletic, and all of a sudden either recruited into a gang or they get beaten to death.
As role models. I mean, the role models are the demagogic preacher who's having affairs with women in the congregation, or the pimp, or the race hustler, or the drug pusher. Those are the male role models.
Right. And so I don't think blacks are genetically inferior intellectually. They're often actually athletically superior in many cases,
which
is why if you look at the percentage of blacks, because the whole process of being blacks from Africa, their survivals had to be athletic superior, wouldn't even survive the trek from Africa in ships to get here. Which is why, if you look at the number of blacks that are extreme athletes, are often there's more blacks in extreme athletic positions, football, basketball, whatever, because genetically, if they weren't, their ancestors would never survive, right?
But in the inner city black community, typically, if a young black in school decides to work really hard and comes home with several A's on his report card and says, look, Mom and Dad will look back at him and say, what are you trying to act white for? I mean, they're literally discouraged from learning.
Now, that's the exact opposite of Asians. Now, Asian culture is completely different, and so is Jewish culture. My mama, who's a Lebanese Maronite Christian, and they're basically, you know, my grandfather spoke Yiddish. The culture of Asians is, if you don't, what happened to you? How come you only got 97? Where are the other 3 points? That's what my mother would say to me. That's what it says to Asians. I mean, I got friends, my accountant, for example, in Colorado, his wife is from Taiwan, and her father was head of the Taiwanese Air Force. These people are seriously, the Asians, like in Japanese, where the hell are the other 3 points? But unfortunately, they beat down kids that actually are bright enough to actually become doctors, lawyers, engineers, whatever. And we need to change that culture. We need to also have it set up so that we can have black militia. One of the other things I want to see, the black militia were grandmas. By the way, women are better at handguns than men. I want to see a situation
where... They have finer motor control in their hands.
Right. I want to see where black militia can be certified by the sheriff's office to not only have basic trauma and life support, BTLS, ACLS, but also handgun operations and body armor and so on. So that if they're called by the police or if there's a national disaster, they can actually pull citizens in by GPS coordinates for coming and help cops that are trapped, for example. In big cities like Los Angeles or Chicago, if they could call in
mamas and uncles and everybody else who's off work and come in with their guns and stuff and protect them from gangs that are shooting out with usually more advanced weapons. Most of the time, the gangs can out-caliber the hell out of the police. They got really good weapons.
I know that you came from a barbarous country in Canada, but here in the gun tradition of America, we know perfectly well the original gun control laws were all designed to keep blacks from getting guns. They were specifically racist gun control laws.
See, I want to reverse that.
They still are.
I want to reverse that. And I know that, for example, if you're a smoker of marijuana, you're four times more likely to end up in prison if you have illegal possession of marijuana or some other illegal drug if your skin is blacker.
And by the way, the racists who want to keep guns away from all of us who believe in freedom are, of course, Democrats.
Right, and all of the shootouts are also in what's called gun... Yeah, it's not by accident, but all of the shootouts that happen in California and elsewhere are all gun-free zones. If you're a criminal, you're definitely not going to walk into a place where everybody's got a gun strapped on their hip, you know, like in Tennessee or Texas or whatever. You're not going to do that, you know. You walk into some place where you go to the bar and like six of the guys have already got guns on their head. They got a Texas hat and you can tell these guys have got a marksmanship caliber ability. You're not going to start shooting your mouth off or shooting people up in the bar because you're going to die in about a half a second when somebody whips out their gun.
Real gun control means how well you can aim is what it comes down to. Let me say three things as time is almost running out on us in the hourglass here. Number one, our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. If you would like an absolutely free and postpaid copy, won't cost you a thing. You just need to call a toll-free number. You don't need to pay $20 to Amazon. 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. Point number two, speaking of Asians, Andrew Yang, you mentioned, age 44. Mm-hmm. One of the most interesting things he has said in the campaign thus far, apparently anticipating that the Electoral College is going to be destroyed, he says he may start in this year campaign via hologram in some states. You know, if the Electoral College is destroyed, politicians have very little incentive to go to most of the states. So he is willing to project an image of himself by hologram, but the state isn't important enough for him to visit in person. So therefore, he's doing that.
Well, first
and
off,
third,
I don't...
And third, what will the politicians be doing tonight? What you will be looking for, since many of them will have only a minute or two to take themselves from not being known at all to being a potential winner, they will have to throw a successful Hail Marks, not Hail Mary, but a Hail Marks pass, do or die.
But you've got to spell this correctly now. You're talking about Carl, M-A-R-X, right? The librarian who wrote his documents were the basis for communist Russia and China and communism around the world.
Oh, sure. And just a couple of months ago, the head of the European Union was present at the unveiling of a huge statue of Karl Marx on his anniversary in Trier, Germany, where he was born, which used to be one of the capitals of the Roman Empire, though the statue was paid for by communist China, by the way.
Now, people don't understand that I have a book here by my right knee called The Coming Collapse of China. And when you have central control anything...
He wrote that book more than 10 years ago.
Right, but it's based on reality. And I'll tell you the three or four elements that are going to cause the destruction of China. Since the trade war with Trump, many companies are seeing the future world for China is going. And they're leaving China long before any trade deal is made with Trump. They're leaving. They're moving to Taiwan, Vietnam. They're moving to other countries in Asia. And they're getting out of China. And the Chinese are freaking out and they're realizing these companies are transnational. They don't need a manufacturer in China. They can go elsewhere. Second thing you're seeing is that demographically, about 2 months ago, they published that they have 1.8 breed-ready females. And they use one of our tech companies that's tied to Google to actually identify those females as ready to have babies. So they're completely freaked out. Now, if you want to have a wife in China, and there's estimated at least 36.5 million excess males that could be a marriageable age that could have children, because they have a demographic disaster brewing.
Yeah, this was because of their one-child policy, so everybody wanted a boy child.
Well, they actually moved down to a two-child policy, I think, what, 7 or 8 years ago. But
they
the problem
still preferred males.
Right, they still prefer males. And here's the problem. Because males are going to be good for industry. Males are good for supporting and taking care of grandparents as part of their culture. Females aren't. They're actually handed over like property to the new male. So if you have girls, you don't have someone to take care of you in your old age because you can't rely on the communist state to do so. It's still the same idea of the Chinese ethic of the boy in the family takes care of mama and grandpa and grandma.
Right. Oh, by the way, speaking of which, you notice Megan Rapinoe, the co-captain of the successful U.S. soccer team that has just staged protests and said she's not effing going to the White House if they win because she hates Trump and so on. She was saying things like that before Trump was president. But she is a flaming lesbian. More than a lesbian, she is, well, the whole point of being a lesbian is in many cases you're halfway between a man and a woman. So she's kind of like the man who enters women's sports because he says he feels. The point is, she is a testosterone-rich de facto male playing in a female sport like Billie Jean King or Martina Navratilova.
Yeah, if you measured her hormone level. But you know the thing that's amazing? One of the things about Trump, he has his defects. He pushed 5G network, GMO food, and recycled water. He's the most non-racist president we've ever had. He's actually tolerant. I think he told, what was the athlete back in the 60s who's now transitioning to be a female? He said, come on, use the restrooms. He's not against transitional people or gay and lesbian people. In fact, most people are realizing if they're smart, if they're gay or lesbian or a tranny, that the Republican Party is the place to be, not the damn Democrats.
That's right.
It's amazing, isn't it?
The log cabin Republicans.
Yeah.
Gay Republicans, sure.
Yeah, we're far more tolerant of people that are different, and we realize part of it's sociological, part of it's biological. We put in feminizing xenoestrogens in the culture, and we wonder why men are becoming feminized. It's like, duh, there's a drop in sperm count and a drop in male hormone because we're feminizing them with toxins that lock onto the female receptor of their cells. You know, we should realize that we're living in a different world, and the problem I see is you don't persecute people because they're just different. You accept
right.
them and try to see if you can adapt them to society. For example, I think some, this has made shock some people, I think some homosexual couples, like, what's his name, the singer that recently had a movie out now, and his husband, Canadian husband, they may be better parents than a lot, not all of them, but a segment of so-called straight couples that beat the hell out of their children and treat them like crap, that are so-called straight. So, you know, I'm not saying it's all good because there's some homosexuals that are very promiscuous and they spread disease, but there's some gay and lesbian couples that are nicer people, nicer couples than so-called straight couples. And we always want to paint things with a specific brush, like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Look, we have to adapt with the world we have, okay? And what I wanted people to understand is I think Yang's got a point. I think we need to have a minimum income so people aren't starving to death or having five jobs or can't afford good food for their kids or themselves or can't afford even to get the copay on drugs they need so they don't get sick or die. We need to have a social safety net where we don't want socialism or communism. We have top-down control. We want to top up their wages so they can decide. We want to pay doctors an hourly wage so they're not pushed to do procedures. We want to control drug prices. We want transparency,
sure.
Right?
And this is a point I've made many times. There are two different coins of the realm in society, the coin of money and the coin of power. And the people who want to redistribute wealth never want to redistribute their power.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. And by the way, I'm really lucky here. In the next hour, I've got Dr. Jurgen didn't come in on phone. He's actually physically here with himself and a friend, so we'll be doing next hour. You always do an amazing show. You crystallize reality with decency, godliness, and the libertarian frankness that actually finds simple solutions to complex problems they want to say on the left or right cannot be solved, and you solve them very easily with your colleague. That book, how do they get the number to call for that book? It is
800-630-1492.
Sounds great. Thank you. We'll be back on soon, and we'll be putting Signal over next week to CRN Talk Radio.